Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into what's happened in the skating world this week.
So continuing on with our discussion of Canadian nationals, next up we'll talk about the women. And this was a bit of a rough one.
I mean,
the women at Canadian nationals often are. It's very much not the strongest discipline for Canada. Hasn't been
ever
really, unfortunately.
Yeah, we have periods where things are going really well, but they're generally short-lived.
Well, and usually it's, you know, a small handful of people. Mm-hmm. It's not the depth that some other countries have. It's just never been the case.
Yeah.
Why exactly, I don't know. I suspect a lot of it is just a lot of people go into dance or pairs because there's a history of success there and lots of coaches. And in some ways it's easier than trying, especially now, to get triple axels and quads at a young age when you can just go into dance or pairs instead and take it a little easier on your body.
Well, and also we as a country tend to have really popular skaters either in those disciplines who have really strong like ice dancer style skating.
Yeah.
Which just sort of naturally leads to more people being interested in ice dance because stylistically, even if you look at someone like Patrick Chan, he could have been an ice dancer. The fact that he isn't an ice dancer is kind of remarkable to me.
In a lot of ways, he's just too short for it.
But exactly. But stylistically, that's the direction he went in.
Well, and I think also, you know, there's lots of role models to look up to in pairs and dance and have historically been somewhat fewer who are really successful in women. I do wonder if, say, 5-10 years from now, we see a bit more of a push.
I think we will.
As a result of, you know, that one miraculous time we had two Canadian women on a world's podium. I think people don't realize just how much of a miracle that was.
And I do think that there will be kids who were in sort of a similar situation that we were in as little kids, having that idol to look up to. For us, it was the men.
And the dance.
And the dance. Pairs was always terrifying.
Yeah.
I liked pairs. It scared the bejesus out of me.
But now there are role models in Canada in the women's event who young people could look up to. And maybe we'll see a change. But
I hope eventually we do.
Yeah, for now, though, things are a bit rough, a bit inconsistent. I think definitely not helped by lack of competitions and training time. During the pandemic, I think the women were probably hit more than any other discipline because a lot of the time it was only the highest level athletes who were allowed to train.
Yep.
And while we certainly have those in every discipline, there are far fewer, you know, young up-and-comers in the women who might not have even been allowed to train during some of the worst parts of the pandemic. So that certainly doesn't help the situation.
Yeah, and a lot of them are still technically juniors.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of periods of time where juniors were not eligible to be allowed to train.
Yep.
And that, I think we're seeing the outcome of that right now. I hope some of these women push through to get through this past couple seasons and hopefully things start to improve so that they can train consistently.
Yeah, and some of the women who will be competing in the junior event later this week as well. You know, there's always going to be young women training in this discipline. Yeah. It's just a matter of how do we find and encourage those with talent before they, you know, force you to pay attention. That was kind of the case for our winner here, Madeline Skizis, in a lot of ways.
It really was. She flew under the radar for a while.
Long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now she's Canadian national champion. Almost was at our last nationals two years ago.
If not for too many single axles, she would have been. And it's really great to see her looking confident and consistent and to see that start to be rewarded. It's a shame that it kind of took so long. And so as a result, she doesn't have as much international experience as would be nice, but at least she's finally getting it now. And skating pretty well here. Definitely far and away the deserved winner of this competition.
And really fortunately for all of us, not looking too shaken by the fact that she was absolutely the front runner here. Mm-hmm. Absolutely the person who had the Olympic spot to lose.
Yeah. She did obviously get the one Olympic spot for Canada. I don't think that was ever really in question. Frankly, even if she somehow did not win here,
yep,
I think they probably still would have sent her because she is so clearly right now the top Canadian woman.
It
would be foolhardy to do anything else. And we talked a lot about this season that it's a real shame that we didn't get to see a head-to-head between her and Kaia Ryder, who mm-hmm. competed on the JGP, is currently injured, at least last I heard, and wasn't able to come to nationals. I hope that down the road, those two can push each other and, you know, hopefully, you know, inspire more women to come up to their level. But at the very least, I was glad to see Madeline Skeezus here delivering pretty well, not totally clean, but
we didn't need her to be totally clean.
Exactly.
We just
save that for the Olympics.
We needed her to look like she was sure of herself
mm-hmm.
and like she could do a good short program.
Yep.
I don't really care what she does in the free skate. I would just like her to make the free skate.
Exactly.
And if she does a short program like this, she absolutely can.
Yeah. The short program was no trouble at all and good to see after. She's had some issues this season with the combination or just, I think, confidence in the short program, but at least she this season actually had the ability to go compete a few times internationally. I think she really needed that
practice.
Experience, that she just has not had.
Yeah, it's a shame it took us to this point
mm-hmm.
to get Madeline Skeezus the opportunity to go out and learn how to skate a short program in a high-pressure environment.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a quick study.
Yep.
She looked really confident here. If she looks this confident at the Olympics, she should pretty comfortably make that free skate.
Yep.
And even the free skate that she did here, it was rougher than the short program,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't bad.
Yeah. And I mean, she was fighting for everything that I could have seen, you know, another skater after that opening triple Lutz and the landing wasn't perfect, just giving up and then struggling to try and get in a combination somewhere and doing the jump math. She had to do a three turn to get the triple toe in, but she got the combination.
Yep.
The GOE was a bit generous.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be getting that internationally, but at least she got it done. And outside of that final combination, I don't know what was happening on that double toe, but everything else was pretty solid.
I have a theory. I think she went to do a triple toe.
I was also wondering.
Realized
that.
She couldn't do a triple toe.
Yeah, because she'd already
bailed.
Done two.
Which, if that's the case, that was actually the smart thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. It was quite the it was quite the double toe downgrade, though. It was what am I doing? Kind of a moment. But yeah, beyond those two elements, it was a really solid competition mm-hmm. for her, and I was glad that, you know, at the end of the day, she just kind of looked businesslike. Like, I did my job. Yep, I'm going to the Olympics. That's what I expected. I think as everybody expected.
Yeah. And I hope that beyond just making the free skate at the Olympics, that she has a moment where she can kind of let go and have fun,
mm-hmm.
whether that's in the team event or in the individual free skate, where she just sort of lets go of the expectation because mm-hmm. she's not going to medal.
Yeah.
So have fun, enjoy the Olympic experience.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully this pushes her to want to continue for another quad and keep improving.
I hope so. We need her to continue to push Kaia. I'm sorry, Maddie, but I need you to stick around for the sake of Canadian women's skating as a whole.
Yeah. I mean, that is the thing. If we get past Madeline Skeezus, Kaia Ryder, who again wasn't here, but hopefully we'll see back at some point. Other than those two, we need to do some buildup of the rest of the women's field. And there's always lots of young ones coming up and
lots of older ones with so much talent,
but
struggle so much to get a triple done.
Yeah. And even just in terms of who has minimums for international competitions, I would really, really love more seniors being sent out, but honestly, more than that, more juniors being sent out to international competitions. Obviously, there are limited JGP spots to send people to, But there are international junior events that happen. Yep.
Send them out. Send out any skater with real promise.
Yeah.
To
at least one. Give them one a year.
Mm-hmm. A challenger, a junior international that's not a JGP, something.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get really close to their minimums, send them out again.
Yeah. Unless you literally, you know, say send out 15 and 10 of them get minimums. Okay, maybe the ones who got close, we don't need to send out again.
Sorry, but next year.
Yeah.
But in this case, we had very limited options for who could even go to four continents.
Yeah. Because, and those four or the Olympics even. Those aren't very high minimums, but we had
a handful.
Five or six women in total.
Yeah. And the ironic thing is, there are a good few others whose skates here could have comfortably gotten them four continents minimums. No worlds minimums. We're not there yet.
Yeah.
But we could have gotten four continents minimums, and you would have had some choices.
Yeah.
And you might need those choices.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. We mentioned before that Skate Canada has not as yet announced any alternates for the Olympics. We know Madeline Skizis is going, but what happens if she can't?
Yeah.
Who is number two? Who's going to the Olympics from this? I don't know.
I don't even know who you pick or how you pick them.
I mean, my guess would be possibly our silver medalist, Veronique Mallet. Just go down the start order. That would be
and
my guess.
And skip over all the ones who don't have technical minimums. Yeah.
But I mean, that I would love those questions to be answered, Skate Canada. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the skaters would love it even more so they can know what to expect.
I hope the skaters have slightly more information than we do at a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the alternates list is not out.
Mm-hmm.
I assume Veronique is going to be first alternate for the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
That does make me a little nervous because she is one who, even though she's on the older side and has relatively more experience than a lot of the others in this field,
she still doesn't have a lot, especially on the biggest stages.
And she has a tendency to get quite nervous when she's gotten like the host pick at Skate Canada.
Yeah.
She's tended to get very nervous. And I hope that if she is first alternate, she knows that and she can prepare.
Exactly.
Because if you tell her like less than a week before she has to leave for the Olympics that she's the first alternate for the Olympics and Maddie can't go, it's not going to go well.
Yeah. Just for all the women who could possibly be alternates, I just pray that they know what the plan is. If something has to happen, I hope something doesn't have to happen, but this is COVID times and something very well could happen.
Maddie might have COVID now. I don't want to say it, but
it's possible. Anybody could right now.
And what is the plan if Maddie tests positive when you're getting ready for the flight?
Yeah. Well, let's move on to Veronique Mallet. She was second here.
This was a huge win for her.
Yeah, absolutely. She was, you know, still not fully clean, but the fact that she pulled it out was possibly first alternate to the Olympics. Again, we don't know for sure, but I'm guessing that's probably what they'll do.
She's got minimums and she was second.
Yeah.
So,
job done there.
Yep.
She looked a little nervous at the start of both of her programs. The triple toe to start out the short program wasn't a great landing, but at least she got herself together well enough after that, still got in a combination. And you can tell that she is always one of those that once the jumps are done or once she's less worried about them, she can really enjoy performing to the music that she's chosen. And that's where she really shines once we're outside of the jumps.
Yeah, I really enjoy her skating and I wish the jumps were a little more solid.
Yeah.
Because if they were even just like 5% more solid, I feel like she could let go and I could enjoy her skating even more.
Mm-hmm.
But for quite a while now, she's been pretty nervy going into particularly the big combinations.
Yeah. And I mean, struggled with injury too, which certainly doesn't help things. She's going for most difficult jump, triple flip, and that's only in the free skate. So, you know, I think that's a good strategy for her of not trying to push too hard in terms of the technical difficulty, but it does mean that, you know, if you want to be competitive, you do have to be clean, unfortunately.
Yeah. And it went well.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing for me was that double sow in the free skate.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, she exceeded my expectations in terms of the quality of most of the jumps. It was the most consistent start to finish free skate she's had in a while, which is really, please, Veronique, don't retire yet.
Yeah.
Don't retire yet. Give me one more season where we start here at the beginning of the season in September.
Yep.
And work our way up.
I mean, I'll be interested to see what happens at Four Continents because you did get assigned there. And I'm glad that she will get that opportunity and we'll see how she does. I'm not, you know, expecting a medal or anything like that, but just to, you know.
To do this, but slightly better.
Exactly. To do her planned program content and have fun and make me enjoy the program.
Mm-hmm.
Third, we had Gabrielle Dahlman, who also had an okay competition in terms of the kind of skates she's had the last couple of seasons.
Yeah.
The short program was really nervy, but I was glad to see the free skate. She looked like she was fighting a bit more. Yeah.
This was the most fight we've seen out of Gabby since she had that really rough free skate and the major injury after. And
yeah, the World Team Trophy from a couple of years ago. I don't even remember what year. Like 3 years ago or something.
It must have been 3 years because there's no World Team Trophy this year. So it must have been 3 years ago where she just had kind of a nightmare. And it seemed to really shake her confidence more than anything.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have the confidence that she had in like 2018, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting back to that point.
Yeah. At least in the free skate. The short program still seems to be often a nervous one for her. It's tough because, I mean, she's a world medalist. Mm-hmm. She's been at the top. We know, and she knows what she's capable of. And we can see her deliver it at times. She has so much speed and power and just huge jumps at times that can be really hard to control with nervous energy.
Yeah.
And she seems to have that nervous energy a lot. And I think that just really took over the short program, and good she was able to control it a bit more in the free. But it's still something that she seems to have more trouble harnessing than she has in the past.
Yeah, it's interesting because she, when the first triple toe is in the combination is good, it's amazing.
Huge.
But the problem is, so often right now, she seems to almost doubt herself and bail early and be kind of wild and out of control on the landing, which isn't the end of the world. But then she does usually a double toe on the back end of the combination.
Or sometimes we'll try a triple, but fall
doesn't go well.
Yeah.
And then seems to get in her head about the rest of the short program.
Yeah.
And up until, I would say up until this competition, she's done kind of the same thing in the free skate.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first time where I didn't feel like she was super in her head about the triple toe not happening.
Yeah. I mean, she has had a couple like domestic competitions where the free skate's gone a bit better. And it was good to see her, you know, looking happy with the skate. And this definitely came closer to that. We had a couple rough landings, but they didn't shake her confidence in the way that we've seen sometimes in the past.
And honestly, right now, this is what I want to see out of Gabby, because I want the confidence building.
Yep.
And perfect skates, ironically, aren't going to do that, even though at the surface level, it might seem like that's what would build your confidence. But it's the comeback that really proves how confident you can be in your ability. And so to see her not get so caught up in the triple toe not happening and, you know, really fight for every jumping pass. And she did have to fight for most of them.
Yeah.
But
she did fight
actually fighting for all of them. And, you know, the jumping passes in the second half were rougher, but she didn't give up before the program was over. And that, I think, puts us back on track to reach the Gabby that we had in 2017. I don't know that we're going to be there necessarily, but we're on track to get back at least close to that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, clearly, you know, she wants to continue to keep competing and to really push to be back to her peak. And I do hope she can get there at some point. And it's a tough road. She's far from the only one who's had this kind of attempt at a comeback that is tough. It's never easy to get back to being the best in the world. It's
or
really
even
hard
to be your best that you've ever been. figure skating takes a real toll on the body. Yeah. And after a major injury, it is hard to recover. So to get back to something similar to where you were at your absolute best a good few years down the line after a serious injury is a huge accomplishment.
Yep. And she will also be going to four continents, and hopefully we can have a good building experience there.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not, you know, a perfect skate that we can build off of this. It'd be nice if we could see a bit more consistency in the short program, especially just to have that confidence of knowing whatever happens with the opening combination that I can, you know, do the rest of it cleanly and solidly.
Even if we plan a triple double.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to do the short program with confidence.
Yep.
I think would go a really long way because she is a great skater. Mm-hmm. We just haven't seen her best in a little while.
Yeah. And it's hard to build that confidence back up. And she also hasn't had a ton of international assignments of late.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, especially if you're struggling, to struggle on the biggest stages might hinder more than help. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this will be, you know, enough time that she's taken the time to work on training and work on just being satisfied with, I'm happy to improve what I'm doing and I'm not trying to
her best win right everything. Now
exactly.
Is what we should be aiming for mm-hmm. for all of these women.
Yes. None for everybody.
None of you are going to medal. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
None of you are going to medal outside of Canada. We need to set different benchmarks, and that's great. So doing what you put on your planned program sheet.
Yep.
Or doing most of what you did on your planned program sheet and not letting a mistake get in your head.
Yep.
That's a good place to be.
Yep. Exactly. And then in fourth, we had Michelle Long, who had a really solid competition here, and it's a real shame that she doesn't have the mm-hmm. minimums, unfortunately, for four continents or the Olympics, which are the same. I would have loved to have seen her at four continents. It's a real shame that
I got really excited until I remembered she didn't have her minimums.
Uh-huh.
Because she had, like Gabby, one of her best skates in a good few years at this competition.
Yeah, not totally clean. We had a couple pops in the free skate, and she's not going for, you know, super high technical difficulty. But you can tell that she just loves to perform. Mm-hmm. She is here and has been competing at nationals for so many years because she loves doing it. And you can see it no matter what's happening with the jumps most of the time.
The jumps mostly don't get in her head unless she's falling on them.
Yeah.
They don't get in her head, and she skates beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, you love skating so much. Can we find you a really tall boy to do dancer pairs with?
Well, or even just, I could see her as the kind of person who maybe will continue on as a coach and instill that love of skating and performing in younger skaters.
Michelle, if that's not already your plan, please.
Uh-huh.
Because
she is, I think, 29.
She's 29.
So, you know, she's been in this for a while. She said she, you know, isn't sure if this is the end. What's next? If you want to keep coming to nationals, sure, why not?
I love to see her at nationals.
Exactly.
She can keep coming to nationals until she's 46 for all I care and do slowly, you know, take out the triples. I want to watch her skate.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy watching her skate. So I'm so bummed she doesn't have minimums. This is why we need to send them out more often.
Mm-hmm. And I was a bit bummed for her as well on the PCS. Like, yes, there were mistakes, but everybody had mistakes. And
they were not take away from the program kind of mistakes because it was mm-hmm. pops.
Exactly.
Normally, I don't advocate for pops. But again, I don't watch Michelle Long for the jumps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I watch her for the skating. And pops don't affect that.
Yeah. Really great emotive programs. Uh-huh. And even though I was a bit bummed for her that she wound up off the podium, she was thrilled with the score and the results. So I am happy for her. And just happy to see where she goes from here.
Oh, you can't leave skating, like, entirely.
Exactly.
You're not allowed.
I suspect she wouldn't be the type. I mean, if you're still competing at nationals at 29, I have a hard time imagining her just letting go completely.
Please don't.
Yep. And then fifth, we had Allison Schumacher, who also had some mistakes here, but I think this was far and away her strongest competition of this season. Yeah. It's been a really rough go for her this year, unfortunately. And while this wasn't perfect, this was much more confident than we've seen all season long.
And some really good fight. She had, you know, some combinations and some jumps not go super well.
Mm-hmm.
And she mostly stayed on her feet and, you know, kept moving forward through them.
Yeah. Earlier this season, we saw lots of pops.
Mm-hmm.
She has always had under rotation issues, and that was still present here, but less so than in the past. And she seemed to just get less distracted by issues and mistakes than we saw from her at like Autumn Classic, Skate Canada. It not quite, you know, up to her peak. I mean, she was the reigning national silver medalist from 2 years ago. This wasn't quite as solid as she had at that nationals, but we're getting closer to that. Whereas at the start of the season, I was really worried about where just the confidence level that she was showing in competition.
And I do kind of wonder if that, you know, national silver medal and then everything that happened after that got in her head a little bit, where, you know, the pressure to defend while also not feeling confident in your training because you live in Toronto.
Yeah.
And you, even though you're at the cricket club, which didn't have to operate on exactly the same rules as some of the other places, you still didn't.
It's still restrictive.
Yeah. You didn't get to do what you're used to in coming into the season, the Olympic season, the reigning silver medalist.
Yep.
It was a lot of pressure, and I was glad to see her kind of let go of that and seem kind of okay with not necessarily being first alternate for the Olympics.
Yeah. She was also assigned four continents, and she does have the minimums, and I'm glad to see her get that experience. I think for her, I mean, she's had such a rough season that I think just coming out here and skating better than she has been this season, I think, is a huge win for her. And it would have taken her at her absolute best to have any chance of getting that Olympic spot. And I think,
and even then, I do think the body of work argument goes in Madeline's favor.
Yeah. And so I wouldn't be surprised if she kind of knew, you know, I'm less coming here to fight for an Olympic spot than I am coming to fight for four continents and to show, no, I'm coming back from the issues I've been having.
Yeah, I do think that a lot of the women who aren't Madeline Skeezes who have their minimums were here fighting for four continents or to be first alternate.
Mm-hmm.
To say, I'm going to be second at nationals and I'm going to be first alternate. Because that means I might go to the Olympics because COVID. Exactly. If I can just be healthy, I might still go to the Olympics. I think all of these women are pretty realistic about what the reality of Canadian figure skating is, and that Madeline Skeezes had the Olympic spot to lose.
Mm-hmm.
But Allison, you know, coming in, she didn't medal. I'm sure she would have liked to.
Mm-hmm.
But she, in another year, she would have medaled with this skate.
Well, and if it was, you know, a couple months ago, she might have fallen far further down in the standings than she did here. So top five after this season for her was a great result.
Mm-hmm.
And then in sixth, we had another woman without the minimums, Catherine Medlin Spence, who
needs to go get her minimums the first week of next season.
Yeah, I send her out to Skate Canada. She was another one I felt a little bad for because she, in this entire competition, in the short and free, had the second highest TES after Madeline Skeezes and finished sixth overall.
Seventh in each segment, no less.
Mainly due to PCS. And yes, she's not quite as polished a skater, you know, especially compared to some of the women who finished ahead of her. The jumps aren't perfect by any means, don't get me wrong. She's, you know, shouldn't have been like tying Madeline Skeezes or anything like that. But she was the most consistent in terms of the jumps outside of Madeline, and has great fight.
Has the next best triple-triple of the Canadian women. Mm-hmm. One of the only ones even going for one in the short program.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a really good outing for her. And, you know, clearly she is one who it's a real shame that she doesn't have those minimums to contend for, you know, a four continents alternate, which, I mean, it's not much, but it's something for someone who has, I don't believe, has ever competed internationally. Say, I'm pretty sure she hasn't.
We would know.
Yeah.
We, unless you went to one of the junior internationals that we don't watch.
Yeah, a few years ago. Because yeah. She is, I think, 21, something yeah. like that.
She's so in she's that, like, 19, 20, 21 age group. So she yeah. didn't just go to a junior international. It yeah. would have been a few years ago. So, what sent Mike Slipchuk, mm-hmm. if you do not give her at least one senior B next year,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be very irritated, because all she needs is time and experience.
Mm-hmm.
She is right there.
And that's the thing. I mean, much as I love, you know, a skater with beautiful skating skills and emotive performance and things, the jumps are also important.
Mm-hmm.
And she was second on that yep. side of things. Jumps and spins and step sequence, obviously, but mainly it was the jumps.
Yep.
Her jumps were the most consistent outside of Madeline Skizis.
Yeah. And to be fair to her, I do think that there is a lot of performance and skating ability. It's mm-hmm. just unrefined, because she has no experience
yeah.
internationally. She's competed a little bit domestically, but, mm-hmm. you know, we have 3 competitions domestically a year
yeah.
for each person. Like, we don't have the Russian Cup
yeah.
for her to compete 4 times in the fall
mm-hmm.
and really build up those skills and get judge feedback and, you know, have the experience of talking with judges and tech specialists about what she can work on.
Yep.
That's what she needs. That's all she needs.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully, since she was 6th here and really quite strong, I hope that they will take notice and send mm-hmm. her out internationally somewhere and really, you know, push her to continue and yeah. keep improving.
And I mean, if anybody retires, she does technically make the national team.
Well, except they don't really do that anymore.
I know. I
wouldn't be shocked if they really take the hardline minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah, the podium and no one else in yeah. the women.
They shouldn't, because the rest of them need the support.
I know. I do miss when they used to do top 5 guaranteed funding.
Yeah.
I wish we would go back to that, but I suspect they just don't uh-huh. have the money to do that.
But you're not going to get the money
uh-huh.
if you don't have the skaters
yeah.
to make you the money.
Exactly.
This is a problem, because yes, Catherine Medlin Spence should be getting the support of the Federation as the 2nd highest TES
mm-hmm.
with so much just like unrefined talent in yeah. the second mark.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a shame. Let's see. We also had Alicia Pino, a bit rough in the short program, unfortunately, but she had a better free skate, was 4th in that segment.
A really solid free skate, actually, for her.
Yeah, exactly. But unfortunately, could only pull up so far. And we also had Emily Bosbach here. She ended up finishing in 9th. She is one of the few women here who was going for a triple-triple combination mm-hmm. in both programs. Fell on the one in the short program, which was a shame, but she was still 5th in that segment.
Yeah.
It was, you know, comparably here an okay outing. The free skate started out quite strong. You could see the fight in her in the first
yeah.
2 jump combinations.
They went well for her.
They yeah, were... we had rotation issues,
yeah.
but she did triple lutz triple toe and then double axel triple toe.
And I got so excited.
I know.
I thought, too. Oh, Emily's going to demand to be first alternate for the Olympics.
Yeah.
And leading the charge to 4 continents. And then I think Emily thought the same thing I thought and panicked.
Yeah, it's a real shame because, again, rotation issues on those opening combinations. But she was going for them. She was mm-hmm. clearly fighting. And then right after that, we had a pop single flip. And just everything fell apart from there.
Even the spins
yeah.
were not as good as they normally are. Really, she just was not in it mm-hmm. after that first pop. Even though, in a Canadian women's event,
If the only thing that went wrong was a couple rotation calls and a single flip,
you would have been just fine. It's a real shame because mm-hmm. she has so much potential,
mm-hmm.
but she's been under a lot of pressure as yeah. reigning national champion for a very long time.
Yeah. And, you know, has had that pressure, you know, externally from Skate Canada, from other people, you know, seeing, okay, well, this is the national champion. Mm-hmm. What do you got from herself? I'm sure thinking, I'm sure. Well, I want to defend my title and go to the Olympics. I won last time around and it was close, but she, you know, has always been a bit inconsistent, mm-hmm. even though, you know, the fight is there.
Yeah.
I'm glad at least that she does fight to get in triple-triple combinations and to try and, you know,
salvage points where she can. Mm-hmm. But she seems to want things too much sometimes, mm-hmm. and really muscle her jumps. Yeah. And that is the kiss of death.
Yeah.
It's so unfortunate because we talked about this earlier this season. If she had just been second at 2020 mm-hmm. Nationals, I think we would have a different skater here.
Yeah.
But coming in, she was still a junior with very little experience yeah. when she won that national title.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she was ready to cope with the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And then especially that turning into Olympic season national champion, like yeah. going into the Olympic season as the reigning national champion.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to happen. We were supposed to have another nationals.
Well, even the drama with the home worlds and yep. things after being an inexperienced junior, I think the real takeaway, Skate Canada, is just everybody in Canada, but especially the women at junior and senior levels, we need more support. Sent out. Well, more support, but also just more opportunities, yeah. more different people sent out. The other disciplines aren't quite as bad in terms of, you know, lots of young dance teams get sent yep. out to senior Bs. And
because we have the spots mm-hmm. at JGPs and then they yep. can show off, but we don't have the spots in the women because we don't have the people in the women.
Exactly. So yes, more, especially junior international yep. experience, I think would do wonders
mm-hmm.
and not run into the problem of young women delivering at nationals and then being faced with like the pressure of a world championships yep. after being inexperienced,
or alternatively having very little experience and not having your minimums and saying mm-hmm. well, you're gonna go to worlds, but you have to get your tech minimums at this one competition between now and then.
Yeah,
that's a terrible idea.
Or even just, you know, you say won nationals but you don't have your minimums and know the competition is coming up, well, you don't have time to get them, so sorry, you're not yeah. going.
Doesn't matter that you were great at nationals.
Yeah.
You don't have what you need. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a bad system and it's not working and yeah. it's never worked.
Yeah. Something needs to change. Uh-huh. But yeah, we will see what happens in the next couple of years, but hopefully we take some lessons from the yep. last couple of years and see what worked and what didn't and try and figure out how do we encourage growth from young skaters, have a roster of people with tech minimums, encourage competition and development mm-hmm. of these skaters, because that's what is needed.
And if you won't invest in sending them out internationally, host more domestic competitions.
Exactly. Competition of some kind.
Yeah. Those are your only options at this point. Otherwise, yeah. we're going to lose the chance at developing these young women mm-hmm. into incredible skaters.
Yeah. But anyway, what was your highlight from this women's event here?
I've got to go with Catherine Medlin-Spence, who was hashtag robbed.
Yeah, yeah.
She did so good, and I was really impressed. I don't watch all the women at Challenge, I'm sorry.
Mm, yeah.
So I wasn't familiar with her up till Nationals. I had seen the name, but didn't know her. And to see her come out with a triple-triple that she did quite well,
mm-hmm.
and then to realize, oh, right, you don't have minimums.
Yep.
And yeah. you didn't get any help on the PCS. Wonder yeah. if those two things are related.
I mean, yeah. It's a shame, but yeah, I hope. Just pray. Next year, give her something. Just a senior B, even.
Send her to Autumn Classic.
Exactly. We got spots there. And I mean, the other one, obviously, Madeline Skeezus.
Yeah.
Really fantastic short program, especially. And I think I was most impressed by just how calm she mm-hmm. looked. She did not look phased. I think in a lot of ways, it's a shame not to have competition domestically, but I think it might have helped her a lot because I yeah. think she's known for a while. Yeah, I'm going to the Olympics. Let's get mentally prepared.
Her post-victory interviews very much sounded like, mm-hmm. well, I I don't want to say that I knew I was going. Yeah. But
I knew I was
going. But I knew I was going. I knew I was going to have to mess up royally.
Yeah.
To not go to the Olympics. And so my only goal was to not mess up royally.
Exactly.
Which, considering, again, how little experience Madeline Skeezus has at the end of the day, mm-hmm. that's what she needed.
Yep. And in terms of the weekly Waxel, I think that one has to go to the latter half of Emily Bosbach's free skate, unfortunately. It started off promising, but she just let it get away from her. She absolutely had the potential to be first alternate to the Olympics, going to four continents.
If Maddie made a mistake, to even play spoiler.
Yeah. I mean, she did it 2 years ago. Yep. So it's a shame, but hopefully we'll see what she can do next season.
Yeah. I stick it out.
I hope so. All right, that wraps us up for the women at Canadian Nationals. Thank you all so much for listening. Please let us know your thoughts about this week in figure skating at FlutzesCast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at FlutzesCast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/FlutzesCast for bonus episodes, and our merch store, FlutzesCast.redbubble.com. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We'll be back shortly with the last part of our Canadian Nationals recap, but until then, keep a watchful eye out for those Flutzes and Waxels, skating fans.